Ramban Parshas Ha'azinu. So the Parsha is, you know, telling the history of Klal Yisrael. The Ramban says that the entire history of Klal Yisrael is in Parshas Ha'azinu. And there's a lot of Musar in there. So at the beginning, it says that when Klal Yisrael sins, it says, Shiches Lo with a Vav, then Lo with an Aleph, Banav Mumam. So Shiches Lo, it was a destruction, a corruption. Lo, who is Lo? To him, to who? So Rashi says, to you, Klal Yisrael, not to Hashem. You know, there is Klal Yisrael sins don't affect Hashem, they affect Klal Yisrael. So the Ramban just says, Shiches Lo means it ruined it for Hashem, meaning the Klal Yisrael sins made them blemished to Hashem. Shiches Lo, it was, in other words, now Hashem views, they had their blemish, like, kind of ruined the relationship, I guess. Not completely ruined, but you understand, that's the idea. Shiches Lo, they made them destroyed or blemished to Hashem. And then Lo Banav, they're not his kids. Like, just like the Ramban says, when we're doing the right thing, Hashem calls us his Banim. So when we're not, when Klal Yisrael is not doing the right things, it says Lo Banav. And then it says, Al Hashem Tigmul Zos, you do this to Hashem, Am Naval V'lo Chacham, a nation that is a novel and not a Chacham. What's a novel mean? So the Ramban explains, really remember, Rashi says that they forgot the Tov that was good to them, and they weren't smart to realize what would be in the future, that Hashem will punish them. But the Ramban says, and he brings others, other Perushim, but the Ramban's pshat is, novel means someone who you did something good to, and they repay you with bad. That's a novel. So if someone does something good for someone for free, for no reason, that's called a nadiv, like a donation. And if you respond with bad, you respond with, you know, negativity back, that person's called a novel. So Hashem did all this chasadim for Klal Yisrael, and they repay him with avera, so that's an am novel. And then if they're a novel, so am novel v'lo chacham, and they're not a chacham, to realize that their sins hurts them and not Hashem. Then the psukim go on to say, remember Yimos Olam and all the chasadim Hashem did for you. And it says in Pasuk Yud Beis, Hashem badad yanchenu. So Hashem put Klal Yisrael by themselves. Ve'inimo el nechar. And there's no other el nechar. What's an el nechar? So Rabban explains, the other nations have sarim and malachim that are in charge of them, not Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has nobody but Hashem. Hashem deals with us directly. In other words, Hashem sends his hashkacha on the other nations via some celestial being, a malach, whatever. But Klal Yisrael doesn't have that. Hashem runs Klal Yisrael directly. Okay, and then it says, but they did wrong. And they were menabil Hashem, the rock of their salvation, Hashem. So it's Vayinabel. So Ramban says the same thing. It's this novel, not enough of Bishosatara, that's the famous Ramban, where he's using novel as a different explanation. This novel is a novel who, when given something good to, the reaction is with negativity. You get something good and you repay it with bad. So it's Vayinabel to Yeshua, so they did a novella. In what way? So Hashem did them all these chasadim. And then, what was their response? Their response was to say, oh, serving Hashem is terrible, it stinks. And back when we used to worship a Avodah Zarah, then life was good. But now that we're serving Hashem, things stink. That's Vayinabel Tzu Yeshuaso. Like the Pasuk in Malachi says, Shav Avod Elokim Mabetzek Yishamarnu Mishmarto V'chi Alachnu. Well, what do we get from serving Hashem? It's all negative. And like they said in Yirmiyah, when we stopped worshiping Avodah Zarah, we lost everything. So that's Vayinabel Tzu Yeshuaso. Okay, then we have B'To'evos Yachisuhu. They made Hashem angry with their To'evos. So Rashi says it means Mishkav Zachar and disgusting acts. The Ramban says there's nothing in this Tochacha that's anything other than Avodah Zarah. This is all speaking about Avodah Zarah. So therefore, all these things mean with Avodah Zarah. So this B'To'evos Yachisu that refers to Shedim, which is in the world of Avodah Zarah. And it continues that it was all the things they did wrong, Yizbuchu Lashedim Lo Eloa. And then Hashem says in Pasuk Yates that Vayar Hashem Bayinatz Mikas Banav Avbnosav. And Hashem got angry from the Kas Banav Avbnosav, from the things that his Kas that was caused by his sons and daughters. So Rabban just points out, it's a little unusual. Usually the Torah doesn't specify male and female. It says Lashon male, and it's understood it means male and female, unless it uses a specific wording that sounds specifically male. But usually, when it just says male, it's generic, and it means male and female, just not separating it. It's unusual to say Mikaz Banav Ubnosav. If it would have just said Banav, we would have known it meant Jews, and specifically boys. But spelling out Banosav says something, and the Ramban says it means because when it came to Avodah Zarah, the women were worse than the men. They were more into Avodah Zarah than the men were. Again, talking at a specific time, in the time of the Churban. And he says that they were the ones, I assume this is by Rishon, they were the ones that were the super Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and they, time of Bais Rishon, and they were the ones that convinced their husbands to worship Avodah Zarah with them. Okay. It's just kind of interesting because usually in Torah we have positive with women and Avodah Zarah that they were the ones. They did not take off their jewelry to give to the golden calf. But here it's saying that they were worse than Avodah Zarah. Okay. Anyway, then Pasuk Chafalaf, it says, Heim kinuni beloel. So they made me angry with a non-god. So that's what Rashi says, B'davar Shein Eloah. So the Ramban says that refers to Shadim. At least according to Rashi's pshat. But the Ramban says it means they made me angry with not a true God. In other words, Hashem's the only true God. That's what that means. And I'll make them angry with a non-nation. What's a non-nation? The Ramban says the Babylonians. What does that mean? They were like a nobody nation. And Hashem made them into something to punish Klal Yisrael. You know, like a nation nobody ever heard of, like the Houthis, say. So nobody ever heard of these people. They were nobodies. And then Hashem raises them up for to lure dos behem misolamo, to use them to punish Klal Yisrael who have sinned. And then it adds, begoy novel achisim, I will get them angry with the goy novel. Same word again, novel. Again, this is supposed to be repaying good with bad. He says that refers to Esav, who didn't remember the bris with his bris achim. So, right, Esav made up a bris of a pact with Yaakov, and they'd be friends, and then they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. So this is a reference to the two Beis HaMikdash that would be destroyed, one by Babylonians, one by Rome, which is Esav. And Hashem said, Afehim, that the Ramban brings the Medaktikim, say it means I'll spread them all out. In every Peah, I'll spread them out all over the world. So they'll come out, no one's going to remember them ever. The Ramban says, I think it comes from Af Ahem, that in my anger, I said, Ahem, where are they? They're going to be so all over the place. Nobody's ever heard of them. So he says, this part is referring to the Yisar Sashvatim that were Kermat gone. That they were exiled to Nahar Gozan, which is also known as the famous Sabbation. And they're just the Ramban, just interestingly explains, this Sabbation is, again, it's this river Gozan. And the word comes from that it rests on the Sabbath. It's called Sabbation because it rests on the Sabbath. And he says the Yon is just, you know, Greek, like everything Greek to add on to Yon to everything, like, you know, we know in the Romans, if they would say August, it's Augustus. Whatever, everything gets an us at the end. Romulus, Publius, right? Everything has us at the end. So the Sabbation is just, it's Sabbat. It rests on the Sabbath. And the Yon is just, that's because of the Greek. And just for the record, this Nahar Gozan that we're talking about here is supposed to be like northern Syria or Iran somewhere. Not that far away, not in like outer space or some magical place. It's this Nahar Gozan that people knew what it was. And they were just exiled there and never heard from again. And then the next words, Ashpisa me'ener shzichram, refers to the rest of us, Yehuda and Binyamin, that is almost not heard of. Or, you know, we're so far apart. Or I guess this is what the Midas HaDin would have done. Would have made it that all of us would have been heard of. And what is stopping that? It says, Lule Kaas Oyev. If not, that the Goyim would say, oh, it's because we're so cool, we're so powerful, we destroyed the Jews. Hashem made it that nobody destroyed the Jews. In other words, Midas HaDin would have had it that they would be destroyed, Chas V'Shalom, but because of Kaas Oyev, Hashem didn't do it. And we know that, you know, when Rome captured Eretz Yisrael, they did that famous coin, Judea Capta, with them standing on top of, you know, that. They didn't say, oh, it's Hashem who delivered them to us. They thought it was their own. And the same, you know, in every generation of people who come against us. So therefore Hashem saves us. But the Ramban says, what about Zchus Avos? He says, you see from here that Zchus Avos would eventually run out. And we only get saved because of Hashem, his great name, that shouldn't be Mechalol. Okay, then the Ramban explains something super foundational, super yesodistic, about why does Hashem care about Shmo HaGadol. So the Goyim will think it's them, and what? Who cares what they think? So the Ramban explains that Hashem created the world for a purpose. The purpose is Sheyakir Esboro V'yode L'Shmo HaGadol Yisbarach. The purpose of creation was that the created things should recognize their creator and thank him and be moda to his Shmo HaGadol. And Hashem gave us the ability to choose good and evil, and people, humanity in general, did not choose right, but Klal Yisrael did overall. In other words, we are Hashem's nation. We are the ones that proclaim that he is Hashem, and that the Torah is Misinai, and that there's a purpose in creation, and we're the ones that make Hashem known. If Klal Yisrael were to be gone, there'd be absolutely no point in creation. If Klal Yisrael's gone, the world's gone. The whole purpose of creation was that people should know Hashem. If Klal Yisrael was gone, who would talk about Hashem, about Yetzias Mitzrayim, and about how Hashem gave us the Torah, and that there's a purpose, and we're supposed to be doing things and being moded to Hashem? Everyone, you know, if they even remembered Yetzias Mitzrayim, they'd say, oh, who knows how it happened. It happened some way, some malach, some avodah zarah, whatever. They would say all of it happened by their avodah zarah, by happened by a malach, a kohen. So having Klal Yisrael as the one and only nation that proclaims the truth of Hashem and his Torah and the purpose of creation, so therefore, midin ratzon of this world, meaning for the purpose of what the world was created for, Klal Yisrael needs to exist. Hashem doesn't need a world, but that is the purpose of the world. For that, Klal Yisrael needs to exist. That's why we have to, Hashem doesn't get rid of us, even though we've sinned so terribly, because of Shmo HaGadol. That's what it says, Ki adin Hashem amo v'alav edobis necham. Hashem will, you know, basically forgive us, because sheyaskelem barachamim ki heim amo me'az, that Hashem will remember us with mercy, that we were always his nation, we stood by him through thick and thin, even in the gullus, and that's why he will have rachamim on us. And that, of course, is a schus for us, that we can eventually be redeemed and have our avirus forgiven and make the world come to its ultimate tachlis. So again, this is my understanding of it. What he's saying is, Midas HaDin maybe would say to get rid of Klal Yisrael permanently, but because then that would defeat the purpose of the Bria, so we're given time. We're put through gullus. All these things are kapara, and then we get a tshuva for our veiros, and then the geula can come, and the purpose of creation can be achieved. And at the end, the Ramban basically ends off that this Shiro is an Eid Emes V'Neman about everything that would happen to us in history, all the chasadim of Hashem and the sins, and that Hashem would eventually take Nekama against our enemies and bring the Geula. And the Ramban points out, it doesn't say anywhere that this is Tully in anything. It doesn't say we must do Tshuva. It's just a star edus that the bad's going to happen when we sin, and eventually we will have an ultimate gula. So he says this is a big raya against the minim, the apikarsim, and it says it has nothing to do with us doing tshuva or not doing tshuva, just because we sinned, we're not cast aside. It says yes sin, no sin, either way there's going to be a geula to Klal Yisrael. And he said if this was just he says also, by the way, that the goyim who come against us, it's really against Hashem, because they're, you know, it's from hatred of Hashem that they come against us. So Hashem will eventually redeem us. And he says if this Shira was something given to us by like some stargazer, it would be worth listening to, because every last bit of it came true. Certainly that it came from Moshe Rabbeinu, and every little bit of it came true. But then we know the future will come true, and that there will be an ultimate gula. I'm just going to add, this is Ramban, so we're just talking about Ramban, but the Rav Chanan goes through every little word of Hazina referring to what was going on in Nazi Germany. And it's amazing how every last word describes what happened to them. And that's part of this Ramban, that every last bit of Jewish history is in here. And then we know in a little bit there will eventually become a gula. Should happen in Peri Yaminu.